Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, and welcome to Elder Care Radio, brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We are helping seniors live their best life, providing information, resources, and support as you navigate this difficult healthcare system. If you are finding yourself in need of some help, struggling to accomplish your day-to-day needs, or if you know somebody that needs help, perhaps a neighbor, give our office a call at 435-477-6999 or find out more about us. We are always available on our website, pathwayhospicecare.com, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, our office number, 435-477-6999.
And on this broadcast, we hope that we're encouraging people all the time to be your own best medical advocate and take control of your own life and live, enjoy life is really what our goal is. And while often we talk about medical things and how to work within that system, today we wanted to change that just a little bit, and we were going to talk about some less medical things that can have huge impact on our lives. And so that's kind of where we wanted to start. We would like this to be a call-in show, so if you want to call into the radio station,
it's 673-5890.
And you can have your voice on the radio just like us, or if you don't want to be on the radio but still have some ideas to contribute, you can text Andy on his personal cell phone anytime, day or night.
That's right. Anytime. What's your number again, Richard? Wait. You can text me at 435-467-5842. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. So we've been kind of going through some things for ourselves and realizing that we can do better for ourselves, and so we want to, I guess, have you come along on this journey with us. And so as we are approaching the end of summer, we think it's now a good time to plan. And by that, I mean, just let's plan to do some things. Right now, it's going to be a little hot to be outside, but that's going to end really soon. And then it'll be really nice to be outside in the evenings or early in the mornings and get out of the house and have a little fresh air and change things up. And that can have a big impact on our psyche and our mental state if we're enjoying the beauty that's around us. So we're going to encourage that everybody do that. We'd like you to call in with any ideas of things that you could do to make your life a little better, or other people, as we're going through this. So it's a free and open discussion. We're looking forward to it. So what we'd like to start with is, just kind of planning, just actually actively planning to make your day's great, right? I think most of us just follow whatever happens in the day.
We just wake up and start our day and kind of muddle your way through. And often at the end of the day, we feel like we haven't accomplished much. Sometimes that can be a little hard on us, a little stressful. We feel a sense of guilt, or perhaps just that we're wasting our days away, and that can get a little depressing.
Right.
But it's amazing what some forward planning and commitment can really do to improve your quality of life.
Right, because if yesterday was exactly like the day before, and the day before that, and then you're looking on television saying, okay, so what rerun haven't I seen three times? Maybe actively being involved in planning would make some sense. There's an old axiom, and that is, failing to plan is the same as planning to fail.
Okay.
So let's all just commit to making a plan. Not finishing a plan, but let's just start with that first step of let's make a plan.
My mom used to say goals. Goals are really important.
Right.
And goals without expressing them or writing them down or telling others are just ideas.
Yeah.
They're not a goal until you actually act on them.
Right. And you bring up two good points. Writing them down, so that they are really solid out in your mind out there. And then also engaging other people in helping you attain that. Just admitting that you have a goal means that you are now accountable to others, which is part of our little path here. And I will tell you that we are going to make some commitments to be out and doing things. And we're going to let you know what those are, not for any other reason than if you want to join us, we'll be happy to have you. You know, it may be going on a hike or just going to a park, or, you know, we'll go through that and let you know.
We were actually planning a little walk this week, but we think we're going to postpone that because it's just so deathly hot outside. We weren't sure that we'd get anybody to, you know, come out and join us.
Right.
So we're going to start doing some walks and inviting you out. I hope you're all looking forward to that. It's nice to gather with friends. I think that that's an important part, again, of having a higher quality of life. We daily, we get calls from family who say, you know, is there anything in this community for my mom or dad? Are there events or something that I can help get them involved in? And there are hundreds of ideas to get involved in. Mm-hmm. Things that whether you can look through the seniors calendar for ideas or classes or things to participate in. Or did you know you could create your own? You can actually start your own groups through the senior center, and they will allow you to use a room where you can organize things like bridge games or pinochle or bunco groups. But it's important to stay involved in the community. And on another side note, if getting to and from the senior center is a problem, they do actually have a bus that will pick you up and drop you off again. Mm-hmm. So there's really no excuses to start planning to be more engaged and to having more fun in your day-to-day life.
And if you want to start a group like that, but you don't have enough people, let us know that it's that you're doing it, and we'll see what we can do to help, you know, get those people out there to make it worthwhile. If you have a hobby that you want to share with people or whatever it is, we'd love for that to happen. And if everybody in the community is more open and willing to share, then I think it's going to be better for everybody. So, you know, some of those things, the obvious ones is, you know, going for a walk, just planning to do that. If you set your mind to that, that's a good start. Or visiting neighbors. We all have neighbors. We may not know them. But this might be a good way to overcome that, be a little bit more out there. I think going in with a certain intention is good. So if it is that you want to just be able to take in your environment, you know, walking for walking's sake, you know, just to get your feet moving is good. But if you go with the idea that you're going to, you know, really start taking in, you know, the things around you, that would be good. Explore, be childlike, you know, finding new things. And exploring doesn't have to be, you know, a 10-mile hike. It's amazing what you can find when you're really looking just around your own block. But at least doing those things gets our mind more engaged and changes it up a little bit and makes it much better. So being actively engaged in the beauty around us would be great. Even if you're not out walking in your community, if you just go into your own backyard and do some exploring. You know, it doesn't have to be a massive effort. It doesn't have to be a Herculean event that you're doing. Anything that you're not doing now that you could be doing is a great advancement.
You can plant a small garden, and I know that it gets very hot outside, but now there's hydroponics, and there are a lot of different ways you can have little gardens in your home, even herb gardens on your windowsill. It's amazing how beneficial a garden and life watching plants grow, how beneficial that can be to the heart and soul.
Yeah, to see that life grow and those other things. And I hope that everybody understands that these can all be great things, and we really want you to participate in that. So St. George is a great place to have hikes. There's all kinds of them around. You can, you know, there are some well-known ones, whether that's doing the Temple Quarry hike over here on the west side, or you know, just walking around downtown, or Confluence Park area. You know, all of those areas are great to just get out and do some hiking and walking. When we're talking about these goals, I don't know if you're familiar with the phrase SMART goals, but I've appreciated this explanation. So a SMART goal, SMART being an acronym, first, it needs to be specific. You know, if we just say, well, let's go outside and we don't have a specific plan for going outside, and that can be as simple as just being willing to put a chair on the front porch. You know, for those of you who can't or don't choose to walk, but would just like to be outdoors a little bit, putting that chair on the front porch and then going and sitting in it is a great idea. So specific goals, make them attainable. Well, we'll just stay with specific.
Yeah.
Let's just make them identify all the aspects of it so that you really know what your goal is. So that's specific. And then the M is measurable. We want to make sure that it's a goal that we can actually say, yes, I did it, or no, I didn't, and whether we are improving on that goal. So if it's going for a walk and we can measure that as, yes, I went every day for a week, or I walked for one block, two blocks, three blocks, whatever it is, measurement is going to be important.
I'm going to work up from around the block once to walking around the block three times so that it can be a full mile or whatever that measurable goal to obtain is.
Right. So the next letter in the word SMART is A, and that's attainable. We don't need to have a goal that is so idealistic that it can't be done. I always go back to the phrase from Voltaire, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Don't set yourself up to fail by saying, well, if it's not at this level, then I'm not going to do it at all. Just do anything and make that good. So attainable is terribly important. And R is realistic. Again, something that's within our range, not something that we wish we could do, but something that we can do. And then the last one is timely. A goal that we can start on now, not one that we have to wait for, you know, a year or 6 months, or wait for something else to happen before we can get started. Those aren't SMART goals. So make your goal SMART. And then we're looking at, and we've just broken this down to three things. Plan to accomplish something, okay? And we're going to break that down into plan to accomplish something that you need, plan to accomplish something that you want, and plan to accomplish something for someone else.
So some of you might be sitting there thinking, wow, this is a very general topic and it doesn't really apply to me. And if it doesn't apply to you, then we want you to call us, give us a call, and let us know what you do to keep your life active and busy, to keep you engaged in life, engaged in activities, engaged in the community. Why do we ask for these things? Because so often, as I said a little earlier, we get calls from family members or from community members themselves, seniors in this community, that just say, gosh, I feel so lonely, or I feel so isolated or uninvolved. And so we've spent quite a bit of time putting together ideas and talking to other seniors who are actively engaged in life. And we put this list together and felt that it was really, really important to talk to our community and to say to them, if you are feeling isolated, act. You must act on your isolation and get out. Get out and participate in something. Now, I don't know if you realize this, but September 10th, which is only a few days away, is National Day of Service. There is a great website that is open to the public called justserve.org, and there are many, many service opportunities there. And I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but all hospices look for volunteers to share time with their patients. We do. We are always looking, actively looking for volunteers to just be willing to come out and maybe spend some time with those who are isolated at home. They might be bedbound, but they may just have a difficulty getting out of the home or only have short increments of time where they feel up to having friendly, engaging conversations. But we're always looking for volunteers. You can volunteer at the Senior Games. This is actually a year-round job. They take the entire 9 months preparing for Senior Games each year. You can be involved in pickleball, again, starting activities like bridge games, pinochle, bunco groups. You can be as involved as you want to. And please put some thought into giving some service with your extra time. Again, you can go on to justserve.org. And this goal for September 10th as National Day of Service, let's all get out and do some volunteer work.
I think that's a great one. So on our three categories, something that needs to get done, something that you want to do, and something for someone else. On the needs to get done. I think we all have that list. And for a lot of people, I think there are some estate issues that, you know, we keep putting off, whether that's deciding to do an advanced directive or making a list of the personal items that you have and the list of people that you want to receive those. If you just go through that and kind of give some thought to that, I think that's a great opportunity.
That is a huge one. I'm not sure if people realize the importance of specifically identifying who you want to have what from your heart. I know after my mother passed, and as children, we all sat in the house going through personal mementos, there were things that we came across that just did not have the, I'm going to say, the personal meaning to us that I believe my mom intended them to. It was probably years later, as memories came back, that I thought, oh, wow, I remember how personal that was to my mom. And had she given it to me with a little note, if when we were going through her things, if the, at the bottom of a dish or at the bottom of a something out of her curio hutch would have had my name on it and maybe a little message stuck inside of why she thought that would have been important to me, boy, that would have had a huge impact and some sentimental meaning. Not criticizing my mom, we hadn't thought about that then, but it has since become a very important thing for us to do and to suggest to our patients, that the personal nature of things being left to somebody have a huge lifelong impact on them.
Well, you triggered a thought for me, because on my list was, you know, going through those family photos and starting to sort them into, you know, the different photos that I'd give to each of, you know, our kids, so that that part of it's done. You know, we've got a couple of boxes of photos that are just sitting there, and somebody's going to go through it at some point.
And they may not recognize some of the ancestors on them.
Well, and that was really the point. It's probably very important for most of those, for many of the pictures, especially the older ones, to give some background on that picture, who it was, maybe some stories about them, and so that you can pass that on, because I think there have been some incredible stories that have been lost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people that were important in lives because that story wasn't passed down. It wasn't given in a way that could be remembered and passed on.
And those are stories perhaps from past, but stories being told from a mom or dad about an experience when a child was growing up, something funny that they said or did, or a nickname you called them and where it came from, those stories are never the same told by someone else. Mm-hmm. So while you're going through those pictures, if you see a picture and it sparks a memory, write that little story down to that child or brother or sister or even your mom and dad. I mean, just write those stories down so that they have them. We were recently visiting a family who shared some letters with us that they had received from, well, so the dad is the one that's sick, and he had received these two letters from his daughters. And they had such an impact on him that he wanted to share them with us. And the funny thing about it is, throughout the letter, they apologized for putting it in writing and not being able to express it personally. And yet having those letters where he could read them again and again and again and share them with others were actually more impactful in his life than had they, you know, shared it personally just one time.
Those became a permanent record of their, you know, their love for him, and I think that was good. And for us, we've had some experiences that we should have written down.
Yeah.
And the sooner we wrote them down, the better. And at some point, we're going to have to write them down.
Right.
Just because they're that important, but we still haven't.
I don't think those daughters realize that their dad is taking those letters and reading them every day. And they have made such a special place in his heart that he shares them with the people that come in his home. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful, and it was beautiful for him to share them with us, and it did spark that, how important it is to write those things down. So act on that instinct. Write stories down for your loved ones to have.
All right, so the next one is make a plan to do something that you want to do. And this doesn't have to be elaborate.
Or expensive.
Here's the deal. And I'm just going to use this example. You know, if you wanted to, if you had ever wanted to start a hobby, now might be a good time to start that. For me, I think that hobby would be woodworking, but it's, you know, I don't have the time or the investment in the tools to do that. However, I don't have to make a dining room table.
I would argue with him.
Yeah,
he has a couple of garages of tools.
I have some stuff. It's not laid out, you know. So, but I wouldn't have to make a dining room table and 12 chairs to start, right?
Right.
I could make almost anything and feel like I'm accomplishing something. So something small, maybe even, you know, doll-sized furniture. It would be kind of interesting to put the craftsmanship in doll-sized furniture, which might be an option. But the other one that I was thinking of was, you know, wouldn't it be great to take a 24-day world cruise? Wouldn't that be just, you know, one of those checkbox kind of items?
Especially if you hadn't done a lot of traveling,
yeah.
Right? That would check a lot of...
But maybe we're not in a position to do that 24-day world cruise. That doesn't keep us from exercising a goal there. And I was thinking, okay, so how about a 24-day cultural cruise? You could take any cruise line and say, okay, so these are the countries they would visit. And so I'm going to do a little research into that country on that day and maybe fix a meal out of there. And get some experience that changes up the day. And you don't have to, and one of the nice things I think about this is that you don't have to pack it all into just 24 days. What would happen if you just decided to do one day a week where on that day you're going to fix that meal and you're going to...
A cultural experience daily.
Yeah.
So Italy one day, Mexico one day.
And you can spread that out. And
yeah.
if you did that
fun
24 weeks, that's almost half the year that you had a plan that you were executing that would create memories and good events. I was just visiting a neighbor that we had in Vegas, and he, you know, has done a lot of the travel. But the truth is, the things that he enjoys collecting vinegars, right? Balsamic vinegar. And so he's gotten the, you know, and he gave us a little taste test because he's proud of this. And the difference between good 90-day balsamic vinegar and great 25-year aged balsamic vinegar. There's a huge difference.
Didn't know that.
But yeah. He just got excited about it because it gave him an opportunity to consider what other countries feel is important. And so those are just some of those things that would be really interesting.
I want to spend a minute longer exploring the 24-day or whatever period of time you place on it, cultural experience. Because a lot of you might say, oh, you know, I just don't have the energy or the ability to go to the store and make all these dinners every day. But if you come up with the concept or idea, I'm sure there is somebody, a neighbor, a daughter, a daughter-in-law, there is somebody in your world that will help you accomplish that. And what a great way to have a plan to invite friends, neighbors, family, whoever it might be, to share time with you. And if you're working on accomplishing that throughout the day, you have that to look forward to in the evening, to have a wonderful meal with loved ones, with friends, with people to come together and to make your day-to-day existence, something to look forward to. We can always accomplish a goal. There is always a way if you have the will.
Okay. And we're almost out of time. So the last one is plan something to do for someone else. And you don't have to decide what that is today. Just the process of planning it is going to be important. Take your time, consider people in your lives and really what you could do for them. And after you've come up with all of those ideas, then you can start your plan. And the last thing we're going to say is the goal of these goals is not to get them done, but to be doing them. The act of doing is what's going to be important. That's what brings us that sense of accomplishment. It's cathartic to actually be doing things. So do some planning and then follow through on those plans.
Your first challenge goal of the week, and do it immediately, is to find out more about who we are and what we do by looking us up on our website at pathwayhospicecare.com or giving our office a call so we can meet. We would love to meet you. Call us at 435-477-6999.
We really enjoy being here every Wednesday morning with you.
Thanks for spending your day with us.